I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, you don't say that.
I just didn't like how she came at me.
Hey, man, I should know better.
Hot Cheetos and chocolate.
I love Miracle Whip.
That's disgusting.
You don't like whipped cream?
What in the Gemini is happening with you?
No, you know the phrase, you're going to hate me. Or don't hate me.
Don't hate
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Don't hate me are like
starts.
The three worst words
yeah.
you can hear.
Don't hate me.
That is
too late. I fucking hate you.
I already hate you.
Yeah.
The Aftermess.
All right. Welcome to the Aftermess podcast with the Morning Mess. Make sure you subscribe, you share, you like, you comment on the Aftermess podcast. How you doing? It's your guy, Joey Boy.
What's good?
It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
All right, guys. We're going to be talking about today's subject is red flags you willingly ignored. Red flags that you willingly ignored when dating somebody. Like, you have your red flags and you promise you're not going to deal with it the next time you saw someone. Now, Sienna, I know you're in a different situation. You've been married, but maybe your husband had all these red flags when you're dating him, but you willingly ignored him. JD, same situation. And in my situation, dating has been fuckery for the past 7-8 months. It is wild out there. And me and JD were talking about how dating has never been worse than it is now.
It couldn't be worse. And specifically, it's funny that we're doing this topic because this is the root problem. Because what I've always felt is nobody's perfect.
Right.
So the society we live in, especially in the world of TikTok, I know you're not on it.
This is why.
But like on your For You page, where you have content that's basically curated towards
right.
you, there's so many things that like pop up of like, oh, this is a red flag. This is what you shouldn't stand for. Like, no one is fucking perfect. Mm-hmm. And that's why dating is so miserable, because it's like, for me, I guess we're just diving right in, right?
Yeah.
And now that I have these glasses on, if you're watching on YouTube, I feel smarter, by the way.
But he still isn't.
They're blue light glasses. I just feel like, for me, red flags are always morals. Like, it's pretty cut and dry, because I really feel like I'm not perfect. The person I'm going to date is not perfect. So a lot of the core principles for me are like the red flags, if you don't correlate with those. Like, being good to a waiter or a waitress, yeah. you know what I mean? Like, the things that just make you a dickhead person,
yeah.
those are clear red flags to me. Everything else I feel like kind of has to be in that realm of understanding, if that makes sense.
No, right? I agree. I feel like the biggest difference of my last relationship, we were together on and off for 20 years, and we had broken up, I think, specifically twice for 2 years. And this last round, it's been tough. And I do think that what's the biggest difference than when I was single years ago? Social networking, man. Social networking. I think you're hitting it right on the head there, JD. People and society is trying to tell us through social what is a red flag. It wasn't before.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden it's telling you, no, this is a red flag. It wasn't fucking before. Why is it now? Because society and social network is like, no, this is a red flag. You stick to your morals, you stick to your guns, and what is a red flag? But we're going to be talking about red flags you willingly ignore. Did your husband have red flags that you ignored, Sienna?
I mean, when we first got together, I will say probably not making a decision on who he wanted to be with. So that whole story I mentioned to you guys.
Oh, yeah. He had a decision on her or you.
Yeah, but it wasn't. He knew he wanted to be with me, but he was still entertaining the other idea. I think he liked the flattery of it all. So I think that could have been a red flag as to maybe I shouldn't be messing with this dude. But obviously, I overlooked it, and I am 2 years married to the man, so it all worked out. But I also will say, I think, again, we've had conversations about this to where my husband, Ivan, is very personable and sociable. And however, I feel like some boundaries are crossed with that, and it makes me uncomfortable a little bit when he's entertaining another girl and it crosses a line of
he's a flirt.
He's a flirt. And so... But I think there's a line between that, because I feel like we could all be flirtatious but also be aware of
right.
that line. And yes. I think, again...
He dances on it.
As men, you guys like the flattery, no? Yes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ego
oh, yeah.
thing?
Yeah.
So I know he doesn't want to admit it, but just as a male, I feel like that's what it is. Whereas females also have their own things of where it's like, okay, yeah, we do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that is like a huge red flag for me that maybe I should have been like, you know what? He acts like this with everyone. So what makes me special? But obviously, I am special because he put a ring on it. So
there she is.
There I am.
She fell at herself. I feel like I have so many red flags. I'm in the process. Like what JD says is like everybody, you know, no one's perfect.
Right.
So trying to think things that... Like, there's certain things that I need from a person. My last relationship, she wasn't really affectionate. Mm-hmm. That's a big red flag. If I go out with you and you're not affectionate, you don't like to hold hands, and you're not a touchy-feely person, that's a big red flag. I cannot overlook that because I was very unhappy in that situation. So I know unwillingly ignore, I can't ignore that. Mm. But then I start thinking about my red flags. Do you guys have your own red flags that you're just like, well, fuck, we could say all this like red flag. Do you have red flags on yourself? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Ooh, no, that's good. I think, to be honest, I feel like I'm kind of like Ivan, because our job is to be super sociable. And as a DJ, that will never stop. We are the escape for people. So right. It's always going to be someone's birthday. It's always going to be, hey, so-and-so is out. They just got out of this relationship. They're looking for a night out. Like, everyone is coming to my situation ready to go, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. And yeah. So my job has always been to entertain, you know what I mean? And to have a good time. And I think there has been some times where just maybe I'm guilty of just being maybe too sociable, not while I was in my relationship, but in general, I could see where that would be a problem for somebody, because I couldn't date someone who wouldn't understand that I'm playing the game.
Oh, yeah. I feel like anyone that dates anyone in radio deserves an award.
Right,
it's tough.
Right.
Yeah.
It's tough
right.
dating us. Anybody in radio, not just us specifically, anybody in radio. You got to deal with so much shit, people flirting with you, the hours you put into radio. It's been hard. And this person that I have been dating on the regular, it's already, I'm waiting for any minute. They'll be like, I'm not doing this anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to do it. And I get it. I'm like, this is a lot, huh? Like, yeah. Like, this is fucking a lot. Because mm-hmm. there is so many red flags, whether it's the flirting thing, or I have to do this, or I have to do that, or I have to prioritize coming in early, leaving in late. And then you have, you know, the people on the social networking flirting with you online, blatantly, in front of you, in front of the person when you're on a date. It is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you could say.
Yeah, and I think kind of going off of that, at least for me, I know radio is similar because it's entertainment, but being in sports for 7 years, I started when I was 20. Being around professional athletes was kind of a red flag for people that I would talk to before Ivan, and they would just assume I was a cleat chaser. Oh, she's around professional athletes.
What they call them?
Yeah,
cleat chasers.
Yeah, that's the term for it.
Really?
Yeah, so if you're trying to find yo man who's a professional athlete, and that's your sole purpose, you're a cleat chaser.
I thought it was a jersey chaser.
I like cleat chaser.
It's cleat chase. I mean, I've heard cleat chaser. Maybe that's another term.
You know what girls that chase guys in that are police officers, you know what they called?
What?
A badge bunny.
Badge bunny?
Badge bunny.
Yeah, I think it's firefighters, but no, police officers. Yeah, badge bunnies.
Yeah, so that's definitely a term in, you know, where I was working with the rally backs and stuff like that, because people automatically assume that that's why we're there. We just want to find our, you know, be a trophy wife and find a professional athlete to date and marry and have children with. So I think there's a couple people I've talked to, told them what I did, and they immediately just thought I was there to hook up with athletes, or they were DMing me. They couldn't trust me that.
You never dated an athlete?
I've never dated an athlete, but without exposing too much information, I have been DMs have been slid into. Not me going into theirs.
Damn. Other,
going into yeah, theirs, because yeah. I was. It was ingrained in us to not mess with athletes. And yeah. I agree with that because working in sports and being a sports journalist throughout college, I have to keep it professional.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there are some athletes with girlfriends and wives would slide in my DMs.
That shit is nuts.
Yeah.
Slide in. Huh?
That shit is nuts.
Yeah.
I'm even trying to think of some red flags that I've willingly ignored. I remember, you know, listen, if you're a bad texter, I guess I'll just speak on my situation. If I'm talking to a girl and she says that she's a bad texter, but she's always on her phone, that to me is a red flag because you know, I know that I'm texting you, you see it. And if I'm willingly ignoring that because I'm just thirsty, I feel like that's a red flag that I'm willing to ignore because I'm thirsty. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah. No, being on your phone too much, being present is one of my things. If you're not present with me and you're on your phone the whole fucking time, oh, that drives me crazy. Because I know I have a busy schedule and I am a single dad. So we're spending time together, be present. If you're on your phone specifically and you're not paying attention to me, that's a big red flag.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Trying to think, even not being appreciative, you know what I mean? Like, I've taken out some girls on some really nice, thoughtful dates because, Sienna, I can't speak for all the ladies, or you know, like,
go,
you
no, guys go, want speak us to for be all ladies.
You, let's see what you have to say.
Drum roll. All right. No, I think the ladies want you to be thoughtful, like, if you take them out, right? So, I think what made dating so miserable was a guy like myself, I would put a lot of thought into it, right? You know, I would get tickets for a game or I would set up XYZ. And then the girl would like either bail or not say thank you at the end. And so why would I want to go out with a girl
who
wouldn't...
You wanted sex afterwards.
No, that's not it at all.
You wanted sex.
No, that's not it at all.
You want a little handy?
No, that's not it at all. There's no expectations on this side of the glass. Projecting! You're projecting!
The way he's trying to finish his thought, Joey's just...
I know what he's trying to do.
A little hickey on your butt?
No, I've never looked for that physical aspect guarantee after. I just think that's a red flag that if I'm willing to ignore that, then, like, once again, I'm too thirsty, right? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all ladies want us to be thoughtful. And then when you guys don't appreciate that, that's a red flag to me.
You know, because the question is, and I feel like we're dancing around it, red flags you willingly ignored. So I'm trying to think of people I've dated that I ignored the red flag.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's not red flags. It's red flags you willingly ignore because she's probably fine. Or you want to have sex with this person and you haven't yet. So you're willingly ignoring the red flags like she's on her fucking phone the whole time. Like, well, I haven't smashed yet. So I'm going to have to deal with competing with her phone to smash. Mm-hmm. I've definitely done that. Mm. And then when I smash, then I have to bring it up.
Then it's a red flag.
I'm giving a man answers, you know. My apologies.
No, you're fine.
It's like, if I haven't smashed, I really want to smash. That's the biggest thing. Get off your fucking phone. I'm not going to say that. You know why?
Why?
Because I haven't smashed yet.
Exactly, yep.
Got to smash first. And then you see if it's worth it. Like,
See if it's worth willing, you know, you want to ignore it.
Yes, because that's very important to me. Sex is very important to me. If you're not compatible in the bedroom, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just not worth it. Like, you were just, we're not compatible. And I can't deal with you in the phone either. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, why do you keep gazing into my eyes?
Because I want to see if you get a co-sign. I can't co-sign.
No, I can co-sign that. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's your prerogative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go nuts.
You don't need to smash, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't need to smash.
You just want affirmation.
Right. And I mean, I've willingly ignore the fact that if a girl bails on you, like, I keep going back. Like, that is a obvious red flag that either she's not interested or she's just toxic or she has so many options that mine isn't at the top of the list.
Was it like reasonable?
No. Like,
is she
never
bailing on you?
That's why I think dating is miserable, because we live in a time and age where people want to plan things, but then the day of, they bail.
I've had that happen so many times.
You know, and it's, as a guy who puts the time and thought into it, it's demoralizing is really the only word like I can think of. Like, it's miserable.
Running late too.
Running late for sure.
Oh my God.
What's your cap though? Because I feel like all women, we know, we like to be fashionable, be late. If you're Mexican, you run on Mexican time.
Again, red flags you willingly ignore. So if a girl's running late on a first date, a second date, it's understandable, but it irks me, man. I like to be on time. If you're on time, you're late, in my opinion. But when you're like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour's pushing it.
Half hour's really pushing
that's
it.
That's half hour's a
that's
long time.
That's just rude, yeah.
An hour, it's a wrap. I don't know if I'm willingly like, I don't know. That's just too much to me. Unless there's an excuse. Or the day of, they cancel and you have to, we still on for tonight? Hey, you know what? I had a long day.
No, you know the phrase, you're going to hate me. Or don't hate me.
Don't hate me. Yeah.
Don't hate me are like
starts.
The three worst words you can hear.
Don't hate me.
That is.
Too late. I fucking hate you.
I already hate you.
Yeah. When you hear don't hate me.
Oh my gosh, don't hate me. Yeah.
Like don't PTSD. Do it the day of, man.
Ever. Don't even do it hours before. I mean, those are red flags immediately that if you continue to talk to that person, you are willingly ignoring the fact that they don't value your time.
Yeah. Now, I've been learning this past year through therapy and myself kind of just going through my emotions and going through life, that life happens for other people. That way I try not to take anything personal.
Yeah.
And I used to take everything personal. So as I go through this journey of like, all right, understanding my mistakes and how I treated people and how I talked to people, like, yeah, life happens. Maybe, like, don't hate me. Something did happen in their life. But when it becomes a constant, you're willingly just okay with that red flag. Can't do it, man.
I have a question. Do we have the right to ask why? Like, if you don't give an answer, ladies?
I don't know. I feel like that's kind of weird to ask. You just have to let it happen. Take the
That's
L.
such bullshit, man.
I know.
That's trash.
Unless we want to tell you why, because if we want to tell you why, there's probably an actual valid reason. But if we don't, then we're probably just failing.
So if I text you and I said, hey, we still on for tonight, you're like, don't hate me. I know what's coming. I had a long day. I should I say, is everything okay?
Yeah, that's fine. But I feel like saying, so what happened, is kind of prying a little bit. So you have to let them kind of tell you if they're comfortable with it. I feel like if the girl is telling you what happened, then she's telling the truth.
She's ditching you, bro. Listen, she has another date. Another person hotter than you asked her out, and she's dipping on you. That's what happened.
I say grow the fuck up and go out on that date. Right. Shit's trash.
Take someone else. If you ever get don't hate me, start texting someone right away.
Yes.
Like, don't hate me. Oh, really? What are you doing?
Because at that point, you got to make that decision either the morning of, because as a guy, like, we're excited for that shit. So, like, if that's something I'm willingly okay with ignoring, I almost feel like that's a red flag on my end that I'm willing to put up with that. Once again, it's a time. We live in a time where time is currency. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Your time is the most valuable thing ever. You clapping it up like I'm preaching. Am I preaching or something? What's going on?
I was just thinking of a don't hate me situation you guys are very familiar with, because you guys know I was dating a certain person and we're talking, we're getting into the serious talks about, you know, maybe meeting my kids and, you know, taking a vacation together. It was getting pretty serious. Like, wow, this is crazy. And then it's getting pretty serious. And then like days later, I would say 4 days later, she gives me a text that she can't be with me. She can't see herself being a stepmom. And then it was kind of like a don't hate me. I can't date you anymore. Mm. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? You just were talking all this, you know, rah-rah that maybe we can be a couple. And then 3 days later, I saw her out with another guy. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like what we're saying, like, don't hate me. You know,
the options were kept open.
The options were definitely kept open. I'd rather have just gotten a serious, like a real talk than a don't hate me, but I don't think I can do this. Like, you just were okay with it a few days ago. You probably met someone else.
Right. And there's a difference between don't hate me and then just being fully transparent. Like, I feel as adults, I think we can put up with the real answer, you know, if there really is a situation. But the don't hate me, that brings back so much PTSD. Because like,
it's so true, bro. That is the phrase, don't hate me.
Because there are sometimes that things you, what'd you say?
I said, you're so triggered.
I'm triggered because I think of the events that can't be rescheduled, like a sporting event or a reservation. A lot of the times at a solid spot, maybe you have to get something well in advance or you have to put a credit card down. Like, there have just been so many times where when I was dating, it was almost scary. If I'm just being vulnerable, it was almost like, man, I don't even know if this girl's going to go out. And she confirmed yes. And it's usually the hardest part is getting the girl out or getting the guy out for the ladies. You know, I just...
dating sucks. I'm trying to tell you.
It's miserable. I'm just sitting here taking it in.
Ayo. That sucks.
Yeah, work on the marriage at all times. If you're in a good relationship, even if you're in mid-relationship, work on that shit. Because this dating shit I hear fucking sucks.
Yeah. I got another one on top of that. For dating apps, if you're willing to not talk to a person because of either one or two dates, I never feel like you get to know the real person within the first couple of dates. So if you're willing to end it and it's not something that is, you know, a difference in morals or like, that's a red flag to me because that means you're not even willing getting to know me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or, shit, I feel like I can just run down the list, fam. Like,
I've been on like at least 8, 9, 10 first dates, and that's it. Mm-hmm. It just didn't go anywhere. Mm. Or there was those red flags, or it was just like, well, I don't know. Just it is what it is. But no, you right, man.
You're totally right. I hate the term red flag because it means perfection, you know?
Yeah.
And it just means that unless it is moral, there's a moral confliction. I never feel like you can't give someone the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, but then I feel like there comes a time where it's also, if those are, I know no one's perfect, but if they're not trying to better themselves, then I feel like that's kind of different. Because in a past relationship before my husband, the red flag was that this man was lazy. It was a situation, typical girl situation. I can fix him, you know? And I sound a real Mexican, you know?
I can fix him, you know?
I caught myself there. And so I just wanted to be with this guy. I really liked him. I liked his personality, but he was just so lazy. I try to motivate him, try to push him, finish school, get a better job. You can do this. And it was just, woe is me, always the victim. And I couldn't stand it anymore. So I just had to be out. But I willingly ignored it for a couple months until I had my breaking point. So to your point, I guess I'm trying to get at is no one's perfect, but it's also, they weren't willing to also work on themselves.
Right. That's fair. Yeah. Touche.
Yeah. That's fair. You know.
You know.
You know.
You know.
And, man, I just keep going back of what our conversation was before we turn on these mics of how dating is just fucking horrible right now.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
All the good ones are usually taken or, I don't know. It's just we live in it. There's so many options, fam. Like, there's just so many options that the Rolodex is ready. It's just kind of like how you can filter from one person to the next. It's insane.
I feel like everyone that I meet is going through trauma. I mean, everyone has trauma, but everyone. I've dated a couple of girls that weren't, and they were cool dates because we went out a few times, but they were still kind of recouping from their last relationship or they were waiting to get divorced or there's just so much to it. I've never seen this shit in my life. And I've dated before. Like I said, I've been off and on my last relationship 20 years, but there was 2 years at one point and another time in 2 years I dated and I never seen it like this. It is wild. Mm. That is so much shit out there that red flags are a given. You just got to see what you're going to deal with, what you're going to willingly ignore.
Yeah, and I feel there are people in real relationships that are also willingly ignoring gigantic red flags, and they can't even get out of them.
Well, I feel like because they listen to RSS complaining how bad dating is.
That
like,
is
I got
true.
It bad, but if I go dating, everybody's saying that dating sucks.
Yeah.
Or we're going to start a fight and maybe their significant other is checking off all these boxes and they're like, maybe my significant other is a walking
because,
red
flag.
Because
you hear us and just be like, no, I don't care what problems we have. I'm going to work on my marriage. There's no fucking way I would be single at this point.
Yeah, dating sounds exhausting. I can't imagine, especially now with all the dating apps, like you were saying, it's crazy. You can't trust anyone. Yeah,
I will not get on a dating app. People have been telling me still. Get on a dating app. How are you going to say you won't try it if you never have? You know, like maybe this is what you need. I just won't do it. I'm too old school for that.
I want to invent a dating app where if you guys match, the app automatically sets you up for a reservation, because I feel like you have to do the texting game. Like, let's say you match with somebody and then you guys have to go back and forth. Now, I understand, like, you want to send a few messages to see if that person is a psychopath or not. But I feel like if you match with someone, you're clearly like, you're attractive enough for us to go out. I feel like there should just be an instant, oh, you here are a list of places that you guys can go. And right. then, you know what I mean?
That's why, you know what? I should go on that show, Blind Date. Or Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. It's perfect. I think Love is Blind is so perfect. You are literally talking to someone. You don't know what they look like, but you just keep talking to see if you are compatible. You hear their voice. You hear their laughter. Laugh is a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. If I can make you laugh and it's a genuine laugh, I'm attracted to that. And you're getting to know each other. You don't know what they look like. You hope they don't look like a mud duck, but...
Yeah, what if
moose.
You get Megan Fox? Like,
Megan Fox.
What if you get Megan Fox?
That motherfucker was lying. I mean, she's not bad, but Megan Fox.
I saw it for a split second. I think it's the eyes. Other than
that. You
were
drunk. You were squinting.
I was drunk.
You are trying to be politically correct, fam.
She did not look like Megan Fox. But I do like that show. I'm a big fan of that show because I like the premise, man. You're just getting to know the person. Like JD said, it's not one day. You're not going to know me in one day. Mm-hmm. You're just not going to get to know the real me in one day. We have to have hours of conversation and what... Why did your last relationship work? Where are you at in life? What are your political views? What is your religious view? How do you feel about kids? I have 3 kids. How do you? You have to have a long, extensive. And the more that I date, the more I was like, damn, I should have asked that question because this is important to me. Mm. I got to get that off rip off the first date. I got to find out what is your views on this. And not waste 2 or 3 dates. Like, damn, I should ask this in the beginning because this is a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, and then when you bring them around your friends, are they different around people?
Yeah.
I guess just kind of the vibe that both of you give off when you are in that social setting. You know, if someone's tired, can you tell that they're tired? You know, like all those different, you know, if you've had a long day, I don't know, there's a million different situations.
Love is Blind. I'm signing up. I'm trying to do that.
That sounds like the easier way out, just to get it over with. You find love, done.
Yeah.
You don't have to do all this bullshit of dating apps
and
you
got to fucking
questions.
Propose and you never met the person. That fucking
and what if you think that? What if you think that they're hot, but they think you're busted?
That you look like butt?
You just look like a walrus. You know what I mean? Or
it happens. That's what the fucking show's about, though. You think compatible?
I'd be scared
or
shitless, dude.
Oh, yeah, I know. That fucking death screen opens and all you see them is like...
That must be so upsetting, though. Imagine someone's just so upset that you don't look hot or you're not pretty.
It's part of the game.
I know,
man.
But
it's just part of the game.
My feelings would be so hurt.
I've seen it in a couple seasons, when it opens up and you can see one face, it was like,
like, you cool and all, but.
He's like, damn, you have such a nice personality. Oh, fuck. Well,
good talk, everybody.
Never dating again in my life.
Yeah, yo, work on it. Keep dating. Make time for your husband. If there's a problem, yo, work on it, man. These streets is cold outside.
Yeah, if I ever come in complaining about my marriage, you guys can just snap me out of it, please.
I think JD would encourage you to divorce so he can marry Ivan.
That is true.
Yeah, me and Ivan did have a date night, and there's not a red flag on this guy. Everything was green flag. He was checkered flag. Yeah. Ivan is a checkered flag. That's finished with this guy.
Yeah. He is a grown man. Now now. He's evolved.
Yeah. He's evolved. Well, he's a good, good man.
Did you slap cheeks with him? What happened?
I know.
Slap cheeks. That's such a crazy fucking thing.
Put out, you little fucking whore, you.
Slap cheeks.
No wonder he came home blushing.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my gosh.
Big John over here.
Listen, what the fuck is the matter with you, dude?
You said what, slap cheeks? All right, man. We fucking out the door.
Thank God.
It's the Aftermess Podcast. Make sure you subscribe, you like, you share, you comment below.
The Aftermess.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.